Welcome to Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's the Lincoln quote for you. Every man is said to have his peculiar ambition. I have no other so great as that of being truly esteemed by my fellow men, by rendering myself worthy of their esteem. This was young Lincoln writing his campaign advertisement in a Springfield newspaper in 1832. He had just turned 22 years old. That meant he had only been out of his father's servitude 1 year. Lincoln was beginning his own life as his own man and in his own new hometown, New Salem, Illinois, a river town of about 100 people. Chicago, up on another river, had only 60 people at that time. Now, in the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln, he is at that crucial turning point of initiation, where a boy becomes a man. Every society has its way of defining adult manhood. In traditional societies, the boy is usually 13. In Lincoln's time, the legal age of maturity was 21. This turning point of initiation is where religion and psychology have traditionally merged. Our theme of the past few weeks has been Lincoln's spiritual life showing in his relationships, first with children, last week his relationships with women, today his relationship with men. The spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln is a case study in the masculine spiritual journey. We used to talk about how young people went through an identity crisis. Well, Lincoln, as he writes this political campaign announcement in the local newspaper, is entering his identity crisis. His words here could be relevant, a relevant lesson to any young man today. Lincoln's words about himself, his ego, are full of spiritual values. It is in personal relationships that Lincoln defines himself. He wants esteem. Esteem is a beautiful word. He speaks of admiration, of worth, and it requires community. Esteem is a gift of many relationships. Lincoln is not saying, I want to be great. He's not saying, I want to be number one. It is interesting that he never tried to make America great or number one either. His hopes for America when he was president are the same as his hopes for himself when he was a boy becoming a man. The hope of being seen as worthy. Worthy is another beautiful word. And to be seen with esteem, with worth, he says he will need to be an ethical person and a useful person. He is asking for people's votes in this newspaper article. He's running for the lower house of the state's General Assembly. What is spiritual about this is that he is saying that his actions and his virtues are being given as a gift to the people. He says he must render himself worthy of their vote. Render is another beautiful word here. If Lincoln had been material, not spiritual, he would have said, vote for me because I am super smart, incredibly strong, and I plan to become rich and powerful and make you richer and more powerful too. No, he is spiritual, not material. And so he says he wants to render himself worthy of their esteem. Lincoln lost his first election. He came in 8 out of 13. Only the top 4 got to go to the state house. But he got 92% of the vote of his little town district, 277 out of 300. And he had said, if you want to keep me in the background, it's okay. I'm familiar with disappointments. I won't be chagrined. Chagrin is another beautiful word. The opposite of chagrin might be acclaim. We acclaim Abraham Lincoln because he was a spiritual man, and his esteem and worth can render us as spiritual people, down to the latest generation, following in the gifts of his masculine spiritual journey. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.